Program for Wednesday, fellas. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. It's nice to have you with us on this Wednesday morning. Today in the United States, almost every state has some form of legalized gambling. Perhaps a decade ago, the very idea would have been turned down on moral grounds. One of the largest gambling crazes in this country is the state lottery. And we're afraid that pressure is being put up on our state that they might fall in line with this. Well, what's wrong with gambling anyway? People ask, does the Bible say not to gamble? No, the Bible doesn't in so many words say thou shalt not gamble. But the same is true about many other things that are wrong. The Bible is not a catalog of all sins specifically, but it's a book that also is a book of principles. I believe that gambling is a violation of some of the most basic principles taught in the Word of God. Let's review some of those principles. First, gambling is a violation of the commandment that says, thou shalt not covet in Exodus 20, verse 17. To covet means to desire earnestly to possess inordinately. Take covetousness out and gambling would die overnight. It is covetousness that causes men and women to take hard-earned money which rightfully belongs to their families and cram it into a poker machine or in a lottery or what have you, that which they have worked so hard to labor for. Two, gambling is wrong because it violates God's commandment which says in Leviticus 19:13, thou shalt not defraud thy neighbor, neither rob him. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 10:24, let no man seek his own, but every man's another's wealth or well-being. Gambling wouldn't survive if the golden rule were followed that Jesus taught in Matthew 7:12. Three, gambling is wrong because it is the antithesis of industry and hard work, just the opposite. God set the tone for the whole human race when he said in Genesis 3:19, in the sweat of thy face thou shalt earn bread. Paul said to the loafers of his day in 2 Thessalonians 3:10 through 12, we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ that with quietness they work and eat their own bread. And he further decreed here that if any would not work, neither should he eat. Four, gambling is wrong because it's addictive. Jesus said, John 8:34, whosoever committeth sin is a servant of sin. Gambling tends to become not just a recreation, but the very center of a person's life. It is estimated that there are some 6 million compulsive gamblers in this country today. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 6:12, I will not be brought under the power of any. The best way to avoid this is never to begin gambling. Five, gambling is wrong because of the evil example it sets. And six, gambling is wrong because it's an enemy of the home. Paul said, but if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he had denied the faith, and is worse than an infidel. 1 Timothy 5:8. Gambling often robs the homes of those who are least or can least afford it, of money needed for food and clothing, making the gambler worse than an infidel and leaving women and children in poverty. And seven, gambling is wrong because it's detrimental to mental peace and tranquility. In the states as like Nevada, there's twice as much suicide as the national average. And eight, gambling is wrong because its fruits are evil, and that's a matter of public record. Remember the gamblers at the foot of the cross. Christians should oppose gambling, large or small, public or private. Don't participate in office betting, raffles, bingo games, playing cards, or the state lottery. These differ only in degree, not in kind. Do not trust in this false goddess, Lady Luck, or you're destined to be deceived and misled. Put your trust in God. Thank you for listening today.